This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It's been a year since the second largest bank in Cyprus was shut down, leading to a $13 billion European Union bailout. The country's financial services sector was a massive chunk of the economy there, and its resulting overhaul led to many bank depositors in Cyprus losing a chunk of their savings. The BBC's Lucy Burton is in Nicosia, Cyprus, 1 year on. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Now, Cyprus was the place where even bank depositors lost some of their money in the banking crisis, the so-called haircut, right?
That's right. It was actually the first time ever, I think, bank depositors lost their money. It wasn't everyone. It was people that had more than 100,000 euros in savings. People were very shocked when they lost their money last year. And slowly, people are starting to pick themselves up and think about how they're going to be moving forward.
And when people hear depositors with more than 100,000 euros, $135,000, that seems like a decent amount of money. But the haircut sometimes took down people of more modest means somehow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I was here last year and the bailout deal was first announced, I was actually with a family. Their reaction then was, okay, phew, we're all right. We don't have that amount of money. We're not going to get hurt. It'll be people like the rich Russians who invest a lot over here. They're the ones that will get stymied. And of course they have. But people who perhaps had saved up all their lives also lost money. Yesterday I spoke to a guy, Panikos Dimitriou. He's a British Cypriot. And he moved back over here when his wife died, bringing with him the endowment policy. Now, he put that into Laiki Bank. But all of that money has now gone. And he's wandering around Nicosia trying to find a job at 6. Something that really is going to be very tough to find with unemployment at about 17.2%.
All right, so it's the dawn of spring. People start thinking about summer. I guess that will mean tourism this year for Cyprus?
That's the hope. I mean, Cyprus has always been known as a nice, idyllic holiday haven. I mean, people will be starting to come back here, and they're trying to slowly bring more people in. The other thing that they're trying to do to boost the economy, and this is quite interesting, is that they found reserves of offshore gas down in the kind of eastern Mediterranean. And the plan is that they can become one of Europe's natural gas exporters, and they're hoping that's really what's going to boost the economy.
The BBC's Lucy Burton in Nicosia, Cyprus. Thank you.